Strategies for a Spiritual Harvest, Chapter 11, The Vision Becomes Reality. Key Verse: And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. Galatians 6, verse 9. Introduction. When you started this course, you began an experience which would lead from vision to reality. From the birth of the vision of the harvest, you have seen the world through the eyes of God and understand His purpose for the nations of the world. You have learned of things which prevent harvest and the strategies, methods, and tools for effective harvest. You have broken the yokes of bondage and tradition and received a new experience of God's power. In this final chapter, the vision becomes reality as you become part of its fulfillment. Who does God use? Who does God use to fulfill the vision of the harvest? What type of man or woman does He call to extend the gospel to the nations of the world? Read Mark chapter 16 in your Bible. This chapter contains the answer to these questions. In this chapter, we find the women who were followers of Jesus going to the tomb to anoint His dead body. When they arrived at the tomb, they found a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And He saith unto them, Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid Him. Mark 16, verses 5 to 6. The woman went to share the good news with the disciples. Even though Jesus had appeared in visible form to Mary Magdalene, the disciples would not believe He had been resurrected. Mark 16, verse 11. Later, Jesus appeared to two of the disciples as they were walking in the country. When they told the others, they did not believe them. Mark 16, verses 12 to 13. Finally, Jesus appeared to the disciples and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen Him after He was risen. Mark 16, verse 14. Right after He spoke to them of their unbelief, Jesus said, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16, verse 15. Surely He must have made a mistake. These were the people who had gone to anoint a dead body instead of celebrating His resurrection. These were the people who slept during His greatest hour of crisis, denied Him, and hid in fear. Jesus spent 3 years preparing these men for His death and resurrection, yet they deserted Him in the hour of crisis and refused to believe eyewitness reports of His resurrection. 1 minute, Jesus is correcting them because of their unbelief. The next, He is challenging them with a vision of the spiritual harvest fields in the nations of the world. How could He possibly leave the future of the gospel in the hands of these disciples? Because He was not looking at them as they were. He was not looking at their past performance or their present condition. He was seeing them as they would become when endued by the power of the Holy Spirit. God is not looking at your past, your failures, your doubts, or unbelief. He is looking at what He knows you can become through the power of the Holy Spirit. The men God uses. Let us look at the men God used down through history to fulfill His purposes. Jacob. God had to choose between Jacob, a man who desired the birthright so much he would cheat for it, and Esau, who so lightly regarded it that he would forfeit it for a bowl of soup. Yet He used Jacob to bring forth the nation of Israel. Abraham. Abraham was to be the father of many nations. When he received this revelation from God, he fell on his face and laughed in unbelief. Genesis 17, verses 1 to 3. Later, this great man of faith lied to the enemy and claimed Sarah was his sister, because he feared for his life. In spite of this, Abraham was called the friend of God and became the father of many nations. Moses. His disobedience kept him from the promised land, yet he liberated 2 million people from bondage in Egypt and led them through the wilderness according to the plan of God. David. He took another man's wife and murdered the man to cover his sin. Yet he was called a man after God's own heart, and God gave him the kingdom. Gideon. Gideon was harvesting wheat and hiding for fear of the enemy when God called him to be the deliverer of Israel. Judges 6. Ordinary people. God uses ordinary people to fulfill his will. When Jesus performed his first miracle of turning water into wine, he asked ordinary men to fill ordinary water pots. When he multiplied bread and fish, he gave it to ordinary men who then fed the multitude. When Jesus was about to perform what was perhaps the greatest miracle in his ministry, that of raising Lazarus from the dead, he depended on men to move the stone from the entrance of the grave. Didn't the same God who raised Lazarus have the power to remove the stone from the entrance? Yes, but God has always used men to fulfill his plan. His methods are men. God calls ordinary men and makes them extraordinary. He moves men and women from spectators to participators in his plan. All you ordinary people who thought you couldn't be used of God, you ordinary people who thought you couldn't be part of a miracle, all who have denied and failed him, God is not looking at your past or present performance. He is not seeing you as you view yourself. He is looking at you as you will become as you accept the challenge to go to the harvest fields of the world. He is seeing you as you will be when endued with the power of the Holy Spirit. God is not depending on your faith, education, talents, or your level of spirituality. He is not depending on anything that you are. He is depending on what he knows you can become if you will surrender your life totally to his will and purposes. The world of the early church was not reached through great preaching. It was reached by men and women who were as human as we are, but they turned their eyes from their own failures and caught the vision of the harvest. They realized that when they were weak in the natural, they were strong spiritually. God promised, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. An abundant harvest. To those who catch the vision and fulfill the work and will of God, there are promises of abundant harvest. For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due. Zechariah 8, verse 12. He will turn the wilderness into fertile fields. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may sow the fields and plant the vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. Psalm 107, verses 35 to 37. God will even bring harvest to the least fruitful places. There shall be an abundance of grain in the soil on top of the mountains, the least fruitful place in the land. Psalm 72, verse 16. Age is no barrier to his plan. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. Psalm 92, verse 14. You may go forth weeping in travail to birth this vision, but they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Psalm 126, verses 5 to 6. You cannot comprehend the abundance of this end-time harvest. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, as yet the vine, and the fig tree, and the pomegranate, and the olive tree hath not brought forth, from this day will I bless you. Haggai 2, verse 19. God speaks of a harvest so great that it is continuous. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed. Amos 9, verse 13. You will not even finish threshing out the harvest until the next harvest is upon you. That is why the need for laborers is so urgent. The plowman is overtaking the reaper. The vision of the harvest is before you. Claim the promise of abundant harvest. Claim the heathen for your inheritance. The fields of the world are before you. Lift up your eyes and look. The final harvest. There will come that day of final harvest when God commands his angels. The time has come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. Revelation 14, verse 15. From all over this world the procession will come, from Africa, Australia, Asia, North and South America, Europe and the islands of the sea, harvesters streaming into the throne room of God. Men and women who have made the vision a reality, those who lived with the vision as central to their reason for being, those who died embracing its promises, and they bring with them the sheaves from the harvest to the earth. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God, for ever and ever. Amen. Revelation 7, verses 9 to 12.